Welcome to Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. This week is a special combination of stories from Mr. Benjamin Peters' 6th through 8th grade technology students and some special phone calls with Santa. Last week, we had the Elf Call Center on our first ever live shows on Community Stories. Santa was busy those two nights, but he listened to the podcast afterwards, and he reached out to say he'd maybe like to join us for next year's show. I think he was feeling just a tiny bit left out. Miss Holly helped him with the audio, and they sent us Santa's audition tape for next year. The best part is, we get to share those calls with you on this week's show. First, we're going to hear from our students at Alexander Middle School. They spent a few class periods designing 3D printed products specifically for our radio station. They also flipped the script, and several of them interviewed me for a change. We'll start with the 6th grade students at AMS and hear about the products they designed. I hope you enjoy their designs as much as I did. This is Melissa Kay with Community Stories Junior, and I'm here with the 6th grade class who have designed products for WFHR radio station. Kip, tell me about what you designed.
I made a coffee mug, and I would just think to make a coffee mug because you guys are like a radio station, and I like coffee. And
yeah, and a lot of people that listen to a morning show drink coffee while they're listening, you think?
Yeah, and it's just simple to make. It was really easy to make in Tinkercad.
Tell me about the size of the coffee cup that you made.
It's like the size of my thumb. My whole thumb.
So how much coffee could you fit in there?
Probably like a tablespoon. But like not even a tablespoon.
How would you change that design to make it more usable for a giveaway for the radio station?
You would make it bigger, and you would have to make it so it can't really, it doesn't break easily, because if I step on this, it's going to break.
So do you think you could make that better next time?
Probably. I didn't know what size it was, so I have to make it bigger.
Thanks for talking with me, Kip.
You're welcome.
Now Kip turned the tables and interviewed me.
Hi, my name is Kip. What kinds of products do people like most from WFHR?
I would think that they like winning t-shirts, but honestly, they like winning anything.
Are there certain colors or designs that WFHR always uses?
Our logos have green and red, and they have a cranberry on them, so we use colors that correspond with those.
Would you like something fun or something useful as a product?
If I was a listener, I think I'd want something fun.
What's the coolest product WFHR has ever given out?
You know, we gave out some really cool prizes to like an overnight stay at Chula Vista and the water park in Wisconsin Dells.
Is there anything WFHR needs that a product could fix?
More items to give away that have our logos on them would be cool.
If WFHR could have one item everyone knows, what would it be?
It would probably have to be something with our logos.
Thank you. This is Kip.
Okay, Lillian, tell me about the design you made for WFHR.
I made something saying WFHR, and then I did -97.5. I made it like straight across, so you can like put it like in your car or whatever.
So you always know where to tune in, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you change the design on the next iteration?
I would have something to connect them so they wouldn't fall apart.
Because that's what happened with this one?
Yeah, and I'd also make it a little bigger.
Okay. But your numbers or your letters are all uniformly the nice size. They look really nice.
Yeah, except for they didn't stick together.
You seem a little disappointed about that.
Yeah.
Was that an important lesson you think to learn about designing?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with me, Lillian.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Colin. How's your day, Ms. Kay?
Hey, you know, it's going pretty good. It's getting a little chilly outside.
Yeah. I have some questions about feedback.
Okay.
How do products help WFHR connect with people?
Well, I think the products that we give help our listeners remember who we are and helps them want to tune in, because who doesn't like free stuff?
Yeah. Do you think WFHR might use the things we design?
You know, I think there's a really good possibility, because you guys are an inventive bunch and you've come up with some really awesome designs for us.
Yeah. And how can products show what WFHR cares about?
Well, I think that our products show that we care about our listeners, because we design things that hopefully they can use or remind them about us, and then we try to give them away for free whenever we can.
So I'm going to turn this around and ask you about the design you made. So what did you design for us?
I designed a cranberry with your logo on it.
That's really awesome. And it's a really nice size. It's like a, I would say bigger than a ping pong ball, but smaller than a baseball, right?
Yeah.
And then what was your thought process behind this design?
Making something for you to hand out to your listeners.
You know, I really like this design. If you were going to do another iteration of this, how would you maybe, would you make any changes to the design itself?
Maybe make it not so bumpy on the outside.
You know, this I think would look great on my tree. If you added a loop to the top of here, I would totally hang this as an ornament.
I would too.
Because the WFHR really stands out nicely against the sphere that you made. It looks really good.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for talking with me today, Colin.
You're welcome.
Adria, tell me about the design you made for the radio station.
Well, it's pink. It's a square with WFHR, and then it says the number one radio station.
That's really cool. Why did you choose to put that tagline on there?
Because I want it to be nice, yeah.
And what do you think our listeners would use that for?
Probably for like a decoration in their homes or wherever, I don't know.
Or put it in their car so they know which station to tune into?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, yeah.
This is Lilia, and I have some questions for you, Ms. K. How do products help WFHR connect with people?
Well, I think that when people receive a product from WFHR, they recognize that it's from the radio station, and I don't know, people like getting free stuff, don't you?
Yeah. I have another question. Do you think WFHR might use the things we design?
I think we would absolutely use the things you design if they help us portray our radio station.
One more question. How can products show what WFHR cares about?
I think that by us giving products to our listeners, it shows that we care about our listeners. And the fact that they're designed and made right here in the United States, in our own backyard here in Nakusa, is pretty cool. All right, so now I'm going to turn this around and ask you about the product you designed.
Okay.
So tell me what you designed.
I designed a cranberry, a little cranberry thing, and it says WFHR, and it just is like a ornament or a keychain that you can hang up, and it just represents WFHR.
And your idea behind the design, what were you hoping that it would turn out like?
I was hoping that it would turn out like a keychain with like a longer chain, but and also like that it would be kind of bigger, but it's good how it is.
So if you were to do this another step in the process here, what would you change about this product?
I would change the chain into like a rope-ish thing because the chain didn't really stay on that good. So I just changed it to a rope.
And what other improvements could you make on your design?
I could have, like, put the words, like, out of the shape, so it's kind of, like, popping out instead of indented, because the words kind of ripped off a little bit. But you can still read it.
So you think you could improve on this design, though, and it would be something our listeners would enjoy?
Yeah.
I agree. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking with me, Lilia.
You're welcome.
All right, Michael, tell me what you created for the radio station.
I created a canoe because I thought that what if little people need canoes, like ants need canoes if they want to go float on the water? Because when I was experimenting with one of these 3D printers, I found out that they float really easily.
Okay, and how does that relate to the radio station?
I really wanted to show them that how it can help like little bugs float on water.
Okay, so how did your design turn out? Did it turn out the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, it did.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Yep, it's okay.
So Piper, tell me what you designed for the radio station.
I designed a keychain that says WFHR.
And there's other things on it, too. What else is on there?
I put a sun on there to represent your radio station and some cranberries, because you guys like cranberries.
And then it's supposed to be a keychain. Tell me about the part here that broke off.
It was supposed to be like that, kind of like hang off right there, so you could like probably tie something on there to hang it. I'm not sure. It could be also be an ornament, though.
So if you were going to make an improvement on the design, what would you do?
I don't know.
Maybe change the way the connector works so it didn't break?
Probably.
But the letters came out really nice on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me about the design process. Was that easy? Did you struggle with figuring out what to do?
A little bit of both. I just took a circle and flattened it out, and then I just took the text and a WFHR, and then I took three circles and I made three balls with them. And then I did have two leaves, but for some reason only one leaf printed. And then I put a sun on there, and that's pretty much it.
And now that you see the design printed, did it turn out like you expected it to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Piper.
You're welcome.
I'm Madison, and I have some questions for you, Ms. K. Can you tell us what WFHR is all about?
Well, the radio station is a form of entertainment and a resource for news for our listeners. So they listen to our station to find out what's going on in the community.
Who listens to WFHR, and how do you keep them interested?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly who listens, but I think that the people who tune in, we keep them interested by giving them interesting topics, like learning about 3D printing here at Alexander Middle School.
Would you like something fun or something useful as a product?
I think a combination of both would be the best. So why don't you tell me about the product that you made for our radio station and the design process that you went through to figure out what to make.
So at first, I really didn't know what to make. I did make a keychain, but I don't think it got printed. So I made this logo thing, and then I had two they're just balls sitting on top, but they're actually cranberries. I just did not put the stem on it. And then I was gonna make this fidget that has your logo going around in a circle.
That sounds pretty cool. So how would the logo be part of the fidget then that goes around?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for talking with me today, Madison.
You're welcome.
Jackson, tell me about your design.
My design is a necklace because they told me to make it, and I made a necklace. Circle, circle, circle. Logo. Done.
Okay, and how do you think radio listeners would appreciate your WFHR necklace?
Oh, yeah, so they get a... that's hard. It makes them look smexy.
For your next iteration of that design, what do you plan to change?
Bigger.
And how did the logo come out?
Terrible.
Tell me more.
It broke off. It's not there no more.
So would you maybe change how it attaches to the necklace?
Yes.
How so?
I'd probably just, probably group it all together. I didn't group it, I don't think. So it has to be grouped.
Okay, and what about a way to put the necklace on and off? Does it need to have some kind of connector?
Nope, just this. Put it on your finger and you're good.
So it's more of a ring than a necklace?
Yes, it is a ring, because, well, this model is probably a ring because it's tiny. But necklace, maybe.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more stories from your community.
You're listening to Community Stories on WFHR. I'm Melissa Kay. Next, we're going to hear from some 7th and 8th grade students at Alexander Middle School in Nakusa. They're talking with me about the 3D printed designs they made for our radio station. We'll start with the 7th graders.
So Damien, tell me about the design that you made for the radio station.
Well, I made a little keychain with the radio numbers on it.
And tell me what didn't go right with your design.
Well, I accidentally placed two chains, one on the bottom, one at the top, making it not bend like I want it to.
Mm. So what would you change in your next iteration of this design?
Well, if I was making this again, I would probably not put this guy, this little up guy up here. Mm-hmm. If I just had this, it would be perfect.
Okay, so just maybe one chain instead of two?
Yeah, one chain. I learned my lesson from that.
So do you think that our listeners would like something like this?
Probably.
Looks like a nice design, yeah. Do you think that if you had to make another design, is there anything that you saw in the other designs that the kids did that sparked your interest?
Ephraim's radio. It was good.
Tell me about it.
It actually looked like a normal radio you can use, but it was just all the same color. Otherwise, if it was like all different colors, it looked like a real radio.
Very cool. Well, thanks for talking with me, Damien.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm Lydia. I have some questions for you about your radio station.
Okay, go ahead.
One question I have, would you like something fun or something useful as a product?
You know, I think something fun would be great for our listeners because useful products are great, but fun things, I don't know, they're more fun.
I agree. I like more fun stuff more than practical because fun's fun. Can you tell us about your radio station and what it's all about?
Well, what we try to focus on is local events, local news, local happenings, things that people would be interested in listening to or hearing about. So we try to keep it light and fun, but also informative.
One more question. Why do you have a cranberry theme?
I think it has to do with the history of cranberries in the area and being such an important agricultural good that we process and produce here in the area. So tell me about your design, Lydia.
I made a mug and it has an attempt of a cranberry on it and the radio station because I thought it was practical, kind of fun, and would be a good thing to sell as a product.
I like that you made your design tapered to the bottom where it's not just a cylinder. That shows a little more inventiveness for me. And the handle is a nice size, too. If you had to make any improvements on your design, what would you change?
Make the cranberry better.
Okay, better how?
I'd make it look a little more realistic than just a circle. And the color, I would change it to maybe a white mug with red letters on it.
Very nice. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
You're welcome.
I'm Madeline, and I have some questions for you. So the first one is, why does WFHR use a cranberry theme?
You know, I think it just has to do with the history of the area and that there's so many cranberry beds around Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, I live on a cranberry marsh, so I see cranberries a lot.
I bet you do.
If WFHR could have one item everyone knows, what would it be?
It would have to be something that symbolizes not only the radio station, but like what we do and incorporates maybe our logo and the cranberries, because I think cranberries are pretty symbolic of not only our station, but also the area. So let me ask you about the design that you made. Tell me about what you designed.
Well, I was going for a coffee mug with WHFR on it, but the handle sort of broke off, so I guess it's just a little cup.
So if you had to do another iteration of the design, what would you change? Maybe the call letters in the right order?
Yeah, I would probably change the letters to make them a little bigger and a thicker handle so it wouldn't fall off.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Madeline.
You're welcome.
Now we'll hear from the 8th graders. All right, Carson, tell me about your design.
So I made like a big cube and I just put the words of the radio station on there, and I put a person on top with a microphone because I thought it was kind of unique.
That is unique. I like the little dude on top. Tell me what inspired the person.
So I was like, so we're always in the room over there in a microphone, so I thought it would be kind of cool that I found the guy with a microphone, and I was like, that is perfect to put on top. So I did that.
Nice. And what do you think listeners would do with a product like that?
Probably, I was thinking like a paperweight or something if you need to like hold your papers down.
And you always know which radio station to tune into then.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Are there any changes you would make to it in the next iteration?
Probably, I think I would detail it more just to put more stuff around it so it's not just like all bland and plain.
It's a pretty solid looking block though. I mean, and a little bigger would make a nice paperweight, I suppose.
Yeah, a lot bigger would hold the paper down. This one probably would hold it down, but wind wouldn't stop it.
Yeah, but I suppose here the first designs are you start them small and then you get them to where you want them before you print them big, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today, Carson.
Bye.
Grant, tell me about the design you did for the radio station.
It's a keychain.
For those that are listening, tell them what's on the keychain.
It's got letters that say WFHR and 97.5.
And it's a nice sized keychain. What were you thinking of when you designed this for listeners?
It's a reminder that there's a good radio station you could listen to.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Grant.
You're welcome.
Gus, tell me about your design.
I made a star for a star channel.
And what do you think listeners would do with that star?
They could hang it on a Christmas tree. They could hang it on their car from the rearview mirror or put it in their pocket for a good luck charm.
What did you do to come up with the design?
I wanted to do something myself, so I drew a star.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Okay, you're welcome.
So Cameron, tell me about the design you made for the radio station.
I made this because it's WFHR, and I put that on there. And it was supposed to be two colors, but it didn't work. And that's how I made it.
So what is the design? Tell me about it.
It's like a circle, and then it has the letters on top. And that's what the radio station stands for.
And what do you think listeners would use that for?
Just to have, like, put it somewhere or something.
So like a little pocket charm, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the design you made for the radio station.
I made a top, and I made it because, like, rolling tapes, so it just spins like this, and it's, like, rolling kind of.
Okay, so, like, the reels you were thinking of? Okay, that's really cool. And actually, it works really well as a top. I have to admit, I was playing with it before you came up to get it. Did you try it yet?
No, I was just playing around with it a little bit.
Okay, so if you were going to make any changes to it, because right now, how could listeners identify that it came from the radio station?
I would probably, instead of having it just blue, I'd make it red and white and add, like, kind of indented text that says WFHR.
There you go. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Keegan.
Yep, no problem.
Kaden, can you tell me about your design?
I designed an ornament with a star. It's supposed to represent the star at the top of the tree.
And it's in on a circle, so is that a cranberry?
It's so it can hang on a limb.
And what were you thinking when you made this design?
I was thinking about, say you want to have your daughter put the star on the tree, but they're too short. This is something where you can just hang and you don't have to pick them up.
Okay. And how does it relate to the radio station?
Because I feel like WFHR is going to be, I feel like it's a big star in the radio community.
Well, thank you, Kaden. I appreciate you talking with me today.
You're welcome.
If you want to see what these innovative students can come up with for your business, don't hesitate to reach out to Mr. Benjamin Peters at the Nakusa School District. Let's check in with our sponsors before we come back with phone calls from Santa. Welcome back to Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. These next two segments are very special. They're phone calls Santa had with kids who shared their Christmas wish lists with him. I hope all these kids who called in and talked to Santa got everything they asked for this year. Now listen in to these very special community stories from some of our youngest listeners.
Yeah, hello, this is Santa. Who am I talking to?
Santa, it's Ella.
Oh, hi, Ella. I remember you. So, are you calling to tell me what you'd like for Christmas this year?
Yeah.
Yeah? What would you like for Christmas this year?
A coloring book.
A what? A coloring book.
A coloring book.
What kind of coloring book?
Yeah.
You want a superhero coloring book?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wow, you're all excited, aren't you? I am, too. I am so excited about this. Now, you have been a very good girl this year, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to your mom a few times. She said you have been very good. So we'll make sure. Now, is there anything else that you like?
No, thanks.
No? All right. Then there are going to be a lot of surprises. Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to make sure you get some good surprises, all right? Like, you want some more underwear, right? And some socks. And you. How about a giraffe? You want a giraffe?
Yeah,
okay. Well, we'll have to see about that one. But I think I might be able to get the other stuff, okay? All right. You keep being good, all right, Ella?
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you real soon. Don't forget to leave out the milk and cookies, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, bye-bye. Hello, this is Santa. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Sophie.
Sophie, hi. How are you doing today?
Good.
You're doing good. Would you like to tell me what you would like for Christmas this year?
I was thinking maybe a bear and it says Those things are really fun. When you put them on, they look like that you're actually in the game in real life. Really fun.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about that real quick. What's the name of one of the characters?
One of the games that you can play on it is called the Monkey Tag. It's like one of them that is a monkey, but their skin it looks like lava. If they tag someone, they become like them. And there's a lot of different games you can play on it.
And you like playing those games, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I bring you the games, do you want me to also bring you a monkey?
Sure.
Sure? Okay. Well, I tell you what. We'll look down that list, okay? You make sure you tell your mom, too. Tell your dad. Spend some time with them, okay? And realize this is the best time of year, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, all right.
I'll see about that monkey, okay?
Okay. But
Merry Christmas.
You know?
What? What? What?
You know what? On December 25th, you go around giving presents?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
4 days after with that, on December 9th, December 29th, it's my birthday.
It is?
I'm going to be 8.
Well, happy birthday. Can I sing a quick birthday song to you?
Because not my birthday yet. December 28th.
But I won't be there then, so I'm going to sing it to you right now, okay?
Right. Okay.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, this is Santa. Who am I talking to now?
Tell me who you are. My name's Shayna.
To Shayna? Hi.
Yeah.
I bet I'm listening to you. If you're the Shayna, I remember. You're what, 4 years old?
No.
5?
No.
You're 12?
7.
How did you get so old so fast?
I don't know.
Wow. I'm getting old too fast. I know that.
How old are you?
849 this year. Yes.
Old.
Yeah. So, yeah, real old. That's why I talk so old. It sounds like this. So, Shayna, do you know what you would like to have for Christmas this year?
Yes. Hello?
I like to have a coloring book.
A coloring book. Wow, that's popular this year.
Yeah, I know.
Any special kind of coloring book?
Yes. A Sonic coloring book.
Sonic? Like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I like Sonic. Would you like...
I tried to ask you that last year, but you just gave me a Barbie book.
What? That might have been the confusion of the four-year-old. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to talk to my head elf about that. Num-num will take care of that. I didn't do it, Santa. It wasn't me. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later, Num-num. We'll figure that out.
Okay, but it wasn't me.
All right. Well, Num-num says it wasn't him, but we'll figure out what happened, okay?
Okay.
We'll make it right this year, okay?
And stay warm.
Stay warm. Oh, thank you. I will. And don't forget the cookies. Chocolate chip, soft in the center, okay? Soft in the center.
I might give you a different kind of cookie.
Well, I'll still eat it. Definitely. I'm not going to turn away a cookie. No way. Not me. I've never turned a cookie away in my life. Not once. And Mrs. Claus is making some new types of cookies. Later on, I think I'm supposed to go taste test them. It's going to be good. I'm already drooling. So, anyway, Shayna, is there anything else that you would like?
Yes. And I also like a Barbie set for Christmas.
A Barbie set?
Like a Barbie Wren set.
Is that you're talking about like a Barbie house?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and some Barbies.
And some Barbies, too. You want a Ken?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I don't even have that many boy dolls. I only have 2.
Yes.
And I have 60 dolls.
Wow. Well, we'll see if we can add to your collection, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the warm wishes, too. You too. You stay warm, okay?
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling. Well, hello. This is Santa. And who am I talking to right now?
My name is Daenerys.
Daenerys? Well, you know, I bet you don't go by Daenerys, though. If I remember, you go by Danny?
Yeah.
D-A-N-I? No? D-A-N-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, D-A-N-Y. That's right. I was looking in the book wrong. I turned the page, and there you were. Like, the pages were stuck together. Sorry about that. Well, Daenerys, Danny, you're the Daenerys that was in the Newsies, weren't you?
Yeah.
Wow. You were a Newsie, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You were really, really good, too. That was amazing. You're going to be a great actress when you grow up. You're a great actress now, too. Danny, can you tell me, what would you like for Christmas? You want some
I don't know.
I can get some but what else would they like? You want some too? Okay, so we got some and some All right, what else? What else? Those are good. We can do those.
I want a new bike because right now my bike is kind of messed up. I can't really ride it.
What did you do to it?
Well, I was like riding it and then it crashed into something.
So you were riding it, but the bike crashed into something, not you. Okay, the bike just decided I'm going to crash into something. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to talk to my elf about that, to Num Num, because he's in charge of those, and he's supposed to make sure those bikes don't do that. Okay, they're not supposed to have a mind of their own.
Okay, boss, I got that. Okay, you already told me I'm going to do it. Okay, I'll fix the bikes.
Thanks, Num Num. Okay, you hear that? Num Num said he was going to take care of the bikes for you. Okay. So we'll make sure you get a better bike that doesn't have the GPS and the autopilot on it. All right? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's better. Any color that you like, or is it just a surprise?
I'd say it's just a surprise.
Just a surprise? Okay. That makes it a little easier for Num Num. He gets a little overworked. Is there anything else that you like?
Maybe some new books. Because most of the books at our house are kind of boring.
Okay. What kind of boring? What do you just use them to level out the coffee table or something? You just put them under the coffee table, or you actually read them?
I read some of them, but like most of them are kind of boring.
Like what kind of books are boring?
Like the big chapter books.
Oh yeah.
Randomly sitting in a shelf.
Okay, so you want the books with pictures in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have a special picture book that you would like to get.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a series that you're reading?
Not right now, but...
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I will try and find a series of books that is age-appropriate for you that has pictures. And some words, too.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to make sure there's some words in there, all right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, you have a very Merry Christmas, and keep warm, okay? And remember, chocolate chip, gooey center. Okay? Very important. Mm-hmm. My teeth are getting old. I'll talk to you soon. See you soon. Keep being good. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, Danny.
Stick around. We'll be right back with the continuation of the story. Thank you for tuning in. Here's your next community story.
Why, hello there. And who's calling?
I'm Ellie.
Ellie. Hi. Now, you're sounding like, what, are you about 4, maybe 5?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm 6 this year, though.
When did you turn 6?
I turn it on December 11th.
So you just turned 6. That's why I was confused about the 5. So it was just happened, didn't it? So are you about to turn 7?
No.
27?
No.
No! Well... Tell me something else. What would you like for Christmas?
I want a puppy, but Mommy says I can't get one.
Well, your mommy is saying that for a reason. Okay. Now, usually when I get a request for an animal, like a puppy or a kitten, usually I like to talk to the parents first before I deliver such a thing. Because one, we don't like to carry live animals on the sleigh. It's not a very good thing. All right. It's not very good for the animal. Plus, if we deliver an animal to a family, that's a long commitment. And the child needs to be ready for it. So that's why I talk with your parents about it, and I make sure that they're okay with it before I would ever do that. But I tell you what, we can get a stuffy, and we can practice, and we can see how well you do taking care of an animal, and then we can go from there. How does that sound?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of dog were you looking for?
I wanted a Pomeranian because they're fluffy.
Yes, they are fluffy. Pomeranians are so cute. They go ruff, 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 ruff all the time, though. They bark, 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 bark. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I tell you what, you learn how to take care of the puppy and you show that to your mom and your dad, to your family, okay? And then we'll talk more about an actual real puppy. And it might not happen at Christmas time. It could happen any time during the year. So you just got to show that you're ready, okay?
Okay. I'll leave you extra cookies this year.
Oh, that will help my decision. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Remember, chewy, okay? Soft in the center, chocolate chip, okay? Nom, 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 nom. That's my favorite. Anything else that you would like?
No.
No? Okay, well, I'm going to have to surprise you then. A lot of surprises coming your way, all right? We'll bring in some really, really fun stuff for you, all right? Like maybe a bag of potato chips? Does that sound good?
No.
No? Oh, all right. Well, I'll figure something out, all right?
Okay.
You keep being
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Thank you. You keep being good and stay warm, all right?
I will.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, hello, this is Santa. Who am I talking to?
Santa, I want a car that can go on a road for Christmas that I can drive.
You, wait.
Mama got a car that, and I really want to have a car that can drive on the road so I can drive my car.
So you, what is your name?
Jack, J-A-C-K.
J-A-C-K, Jack. Okay, so you're, so J-A-C-K, you want a car. What kind of car?
A green car.
A green car. Okay. Now, do you want it to be a real car?
A little car.
Right now, how old are you, J-A-C-K?
I'm 5 years old. I'm in kindergarten.
Wow. Do you know how old you have to be to drive a car legally?
No.
You have to be 15 and a half, and that's with a permit, and then you have to be 16 to drive it with a license. But I tell you what, maybe you can do. You can start playing some of those games that show you how to drive, and you can learn. How about that?
Oh yeah, I have a car game where you pick a card and you get a person, you get a baby and a pet and grown ups, and you get your car.
Yep.
I have that game here somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
Okay, now, do you get to drive the car?
You just hop the squares.
Oh, you just hop, okay. Well, I tell you what, maybe we can find some way for you to actually get where you can learn to drive on one of those. Okay, what happens if you hit something with it, if you hit one of the squares?
No, you go different paths.
Oh, whew. That's good. So no, nothing gets hurt in the game?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
But so, there's a card that needs where you brought your cat to work. And I got that card on the first time.
Wow, that's pretty good. You got it the first time? Wow, you're going to be very, very good at these. So I think eventually, if you're that good, you're going to be a very good driver someday. I can see that already. You know, every once in a while I'm looking for a new driver for the sleigh, so we might have to talk when you get older, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We really need some dependable people, and I think you might be that person, J-A-C-K. All right. So, I tell you what, anything else you'd like for Christmas?
Guess what? I'm going to Maggie's house today.
You're
I want a toy green monster truck with a controller because I lost my old one. So, I need a new one.
Okay, well, I can understand that. I'm going to have
to... One I can dance too because I like that one. Because I liked that one that dances around now is my favorite.
Okay, I think maybe we can handle that for you, okay? Just a minute. Num-Num, are we all on top of that?
Oh, yeah, sure thing, boss. We got that. We got three of them right here.
Okay, so I think that's going to be good, okay?
No, wait, was that an elf?
Yes, it was. That was Num-Num. Yeah, Num-Num is my head elf. He's right here. You want to say hello to Num-Num?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hello,
hello, is this J-A-C-K?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Num Num. Have you been very good this year, haven't you? Yeah. So
yeah.
Santa says I have to get you a house and a car? Wow.
No, Santa said I have to get a green monster truck toy that can dance around in a car, a little car. Not a house.
Okay.
I already live in a big one.
Oh, okay. Whew. That was going to be scary. I don't know how we were going to get a house in the sleigh. That was going to be a tough one. Okay, so I tell you what, I'm going to turn you back over to Santa now, and he'll get the rest of the details. I got to get back to work because they can't do a thing without me down there.
All right, Num Num, go get back to work.
Okay, Bosh.
All right, so good. We got this right. A green monster truck. We're all set. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure Num Num knows what to do, and we'll make sure we get it for you. And you have a lot of fun with it, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, make sure the cookies are nice and fresh, chocolate chip with a gooey center. I've been telling everyone that, okay?
Okay. I'll tell my dad to get chocolate chips on the cookies. And we're going to put frosting on them, too.
Ooh.
And we're going to make them in shape.
You might end up getting a real car anyway.
Bye,
J-A-C-K. Oh, wait. Well, hold on just a second. Okay, I'll be right with you. Num Num, Get the deer is eating the canes, candy canes again. Get the deer out of the candy canes.
Oh, please, Buzz. You heard him. Get out of the candy canes now.
Thanks, Num Num. They love those candy canes. Hi. Sorry about that. Who am I talking to?
Kevin.
Kevin, like in Home Alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And how old are you, Kevin?
9.
Did you said 30? How old?
No, 9.
Oh, 9. 9. Okay, that's close to 30. Won't be long. So, Kevin, what would you like for Christmas?
I really like soccer. So I'd probably like a soccer ball.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play soccer too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? What position do you play?
I don't know the positions.
Oh, okay. Because I used to play forward and backwards.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. So, is there anything special, Kevin, other that you like for Christmas, too?
No.
No, just that?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to have to surprise you, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right. So, I will get you some really good surprises, because I'm pretty sure you like a Barbie doll, right? You want a Barbie house?
No.
You don't? What? Okay. He doesn't want... Scratch the Barbie house.
Okay, boss.
So, Kevin's not getting the Barbie house. Okay. All right. So, what else would you like, just in case I don't surprise you with the wrong thing?
I like candy.
Candy? Oh, I like candy, too. Like candy canes? Cotton candy? Candy bars?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like all candy.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay, I'll tell you what. I will get you an assortment of candies, okay? And the toys like the soccer balls, okay? And then I will surprise you with a few other things that I'm pretty sure you're going to like.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. And you be very good this year. Continue it, okay? Because I know you've been good this year. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Merry Christmas. Hello, this is Santa. Who am I talking to?
My name is Janessa.
Janessa. Hi. That's a very pretty name. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like for Christmas, Janessa?
I kind of want this... kind of want, like, some, like, there's this one baby doll I kind of want. It's like a toddler-ish. It has blonde hair, and it's really pretty.
Okay. But it's like a toddler. Can it? It doesn't actually walk, though, right?
No, it's like, it kind of sits.
Oh, it just sits. Okay. Okay, does it do anything that you need diapers for?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. That I can, because that's hard in the sleigh, because we have to make sure we take care of the toddler while they're in the sleigh, and that's extra work for the elves. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So, like me. Anything else?
No.
Not anything?
Probably not. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. It's going to be some surprises. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, what would you like for a surprise?
Maybe some more like baby clothes for her.
Baby clothes. Okay. Now, do you want your toddler to be a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. Okay. And what about something to push the toddler around in?
A stroller.
Yeah, anything like that?
Sure.
Okay, we'll have to see what we can get put together, okay? It might just end up being the toddler now, and then the stroller might come later, okay?
All right.
We'll have to see how that works. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
No? Do you have a favorite reindeer?
Rudolph.
Everybody likes Rudolph. Yeah. He's got that blinking nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like his nose too. It's like a turn signal. All the time. All the time. But that's okay. You get used to it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. And don't forget, chocolate chip, gooey in the center. Okay?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. You keep being good, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Talk to you soon. Merry Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for Community Stories Junior. I'm your host, Melissa Kay. The show is going on a holiday break for the month of January. Join us again in February for more stories from your community.